أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن ربي يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر له وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى made it clear that it is not one's wealth and not one's children that will bring a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that one is in a state of iman and one practices righteously. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala multiplies for that person the reward of his deeds in this world and also in the hereafter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless that person. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reiterates one important aspect that has already been discussed two ayats before this or three ayats before this. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that my Rabb expands and spreads out sustenance for whomsoever He desires, مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, from His servants, وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constrains for him also. The difference between this ayah and the one that passed few ayahs before is that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it very specific, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically speaks about his ibad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically speaks about his servants, that insofar as the servants are concerned, insofar as believers are concerned, those who believe and worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for them also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants sustenance. Allah spreads out the sustenance for whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires from His servants. And if Allah ta'ala so wishes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will constrain. Giving of sustenance and withholding sustenance is not a token and a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's total pleasure for a person, and nor is it a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not divulge the knowledge. Two people can have the similar sustenance, same amount in terms of quantity, same amount in terms of luxury of this world, but one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can be pleased with that person, and the other, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not necessarily will be pleased with such people. Sometimes, according to a person's capacity, they are those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, and they realize that this is a great favor of Allah, and they make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and He brings them closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They can be such servants that initially they are very prompt and particular about the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them sustenance, then they become arrogant in the land, and hence that sustenance may sometimes not be a good thing for that person, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through His kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds it. All that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only speak about the possibilities of it. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on, and Allah says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. That what you spend, O insan, O believers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replenish it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person, according to the ayats of the Quran Kareem, 10 times more, 700 times more, and even more than that. So on the one hand, here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the norm and the practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The norm is this, the system of Allah is this, that when there is vegetation in the lands, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives man that opportunity to harvest the land, and that vegetation is taken out, and then there is the recycling of the land, and then again we will see crops coming up, And like that we will see waters in the dams, in the rivers, that man will extract and utilize, and more water will come, and Allah sends down rain. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does with the sustenance of man, that when insan spends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only replace it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward for that person also. So on the one hand, insofar as the actual material stuff, the actual material thing that a person spends, that also Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala replaces it. And in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that also Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala multiplies it. Now here we find the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every morning when a person gets up, then there is an angel that makes dua for all those people that spend. And this angel says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, grant the person that spends, grant that person a replacement for whatever he has spent. And that person that does not spend, then O Allah, grant destruction for that person. So this is that system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this world. And when we speak about spending, spending in the path of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, insofar as the compulsions of deen is concerned, our zakat for example, that obviously that is a compulsion, and there is accountability, and we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will also find the other sadaqat, the other charities, that also we should spend for the sake of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. And some of them, there is compulsion, we spoke about that, like our qurbani, like our fitras, etc. And then to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above that. And all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah Rabbul Izzat will replace whatever we spend. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of providers. And Allah is such a provider that there is no provider like Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is no human being and there is no angel that can provide like how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala provides. So on the one hand, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, let us not create this mentality of entitlement, but it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make shukr. On the other hand, the ayah tells us, whatever we spend, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will replace. And hence, we should have this full yaqeen that it is Allah Rabbul Izzat that is the provider. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.